This is Open to Hope Radio, featuring Dr. Gloria Horsley and her daughter, Dr. Heidi Horsley, coming to you on behalf of the Open to Hope Foundation, dedicated to those who are looking for hope after loss. Now, here's Dr. Gloria.
Welcome to the Open Hope Show. I'm your host, Dr. Gloria Horsley, with my co-host,
Dr. Heidi Horsley.
Well, hi, Heidi. Just a week before Thanksgiving, things are coming along and people are making their preparations and hopefully you've thought about what they're going to do. And we're going to have a pretty low-key Thanksgiving. How about you?
Yes, we're going to have a low-key. I mean, we live right next to, you know, the parade, so we'll go and see that. I'm just a couple of blocks from the Macy's Day Parade. We'll go see that. And, you know, we always talk about this on the show how holidays, while they can be wonderful things, they are rituals, and events like holidays and Thanksgiving really bring up a lot of loss for people. And I think this show is going to be a great show today because there's nothing that brings us into a space of not only recognizing and paying honor to those that we've lost, but also moving out and finding hope again and healing. There's nothing that does that more than music, in my opinion.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And Mark Kelso is going to be on, and I've got some connections with him. We've been talking on the phone about some of the people that we've known together, which brings me to the book corner. I wanted to talk about our Open to Hope book, Inspirational Stories of Healing After Loss, that you can get order on our Open to Hope website or with Amazon. But the person I wanted to talk about who has an essay in the book is Byron Katie, and she's got a wonderful little essay called Reality's Always Kind, Moving Beyond Suffering. And as you know, Heidi, I'm a real fan of Byron Katie's and the work, and I think it's a wonderful little essay in there, so we hope that you'll go to our site and get the book. If you've got any thoughts about Byron Katie, Heidi, you always laugh about my talking about the work.
Yes, initially I was very resistant to Byron Katie, and I didn't enjoy the work because I was at a place in my grief journey where I couldn't take it in. I didn't want to give up my story, and I didn't want to rework my story. And however, once I met Byron, she was on our show, and it's a great show for you, and it's all archived, and she did the work on me. It was really transformational, and it really helped me to heal and look at my loss in a completely different way. So I am also a fan of hers. I think what she's doing is amazing, and it is very healing.
Well, so hopefully you'll pick up a copy of the book. Well, Heidi, I got a fabulous letter in the mail a while back, and it was from the Muddy Angel Music and Arts Company, and it was from Mark Kelso, who's our guest today, and he says, "Dear Dr. Horsley, I'm writing to introduce myself and offer you a copy of my new CD, Grief and Grace," which we're going to be playing some of this fabulous CD today. And Mark went on to say, "My sister Jane Winter listens to your broadcast." Is that great, Heidi? His sister listens?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jane.
"And encouraged me to be in contact with you. She lost her son last year to suicide, and the music on this CD is my response to my own grieving process for my beloved nephew. It was created out of a desire to not only work through my own grief, to find grace in the process, but also to be of solace to others and everywhere who also grieve for the loss of a loved one. It would be my honor if you would choose to have me share music with your listeners, and I would love to hear feedback and enjoy." Mark Kelso. Well, Mark, thank you so much for being on our show today.
I am honored, and as I found out about our connections with so many different people, that was a nice corroboration as well. I love the synchronicities as they say, "Oh, yes, you're on the right road here."
Exactly. Well, this is your Grief and Grace is your 21st album, and I was looking at synchronicity because your 21-year-old nephew, Kelsey,
yes,
died by suicide. I mean, that's pretty amazing in and of itself, too.
There are so many little things, and he was such a little... In fact, I just thought of something. If you look, do you have a copy of the CD in front of you?
I do.
Because there's a misprint that was not in the proof that I approved. But you have to know that Kelsey was always a total trickster. And in fact, mm-hmm. I think he just kind of tricked himself this time. But if you look at the spine of the CD, it says, "Mark Kelso, Wit." Linda Worcester. The H and the T in the word "with" have become separated somehow.
Right.
And so it says,
wow.
"Wit." And it's like, and he was always just playing little tricks. So Linda Wooster, by the way, is my she's the beautiful background singer on most of the songs. Helped me find my voice, helped me craft these songs. She's a wonderful singer-songwriter in her own regard, lindawooster.com, if you want to hear. And she also sings songs of such immense comfort that I knew that she was the right person to help me kind of get out of myself. I knew I would have collapsed myself if I had done it just all on my own. And she's been through so much grief herself. Her mother committed suicide. One of her best friends took her life, her singing partner. And so she's been living this. And she did a lot of the spiritual work of holding the presence for me that as I was weeping through some of these tracks. And every once in a while, well, we let some of it onto the album, like where I completely broke down in the process of recording. But she was there just like looking into my eyes, you know, reminding me to breathe and that I could actually authentically communicate the grief process through the songs rather than just singing, you know, nice songs for people, which was not our intention. So I give great thanks to Linda for her help, as well as the rest of the singers on the album and the players. But I felt like Kelsey, you know, comes through even in his death with his little funny little jokes.
Right.
I was going to say that too, Mark. I mean, Kelsey is, and it sounds like he was this witty guy, this witty kid. And
yeah,
he puts his thumbprint right there on your work. I love it.
Absolutely,
I love it.
Yeah. And the fact that it was, I didn't realize it was my 21st album, so I was going back through the discography and going, oh my goodness. You know, because I had to write out the as I was starting to do the promo for the album, I'm thinking, well, that's curious, isn't it?
no coincidences, Mark.
You know, Byron Katie always says, no mistakes as no mistake.
yes, exactly. And by the way, Katie, her work has been really helpful for our family as well. We have a coach who does the work, and my 17-year-old son, and who I couldn't miss that kind of connection with Scott as well for you.
Right.
My 17-year-old son does the work with the coach, and he's found it immensely helpful. You know, he's just that idea that you don't take your thinking process for granted, that you examine and you drop in. Like, for me, the whole purpose is not the examination of thought. It's dropping out of our story into the heart, into our being, in a place that we can feel and authentically be in the moment with each other and in relationship rather than with the relationship with just our story.
I love it. That is so true. Well, I know people are going to want to hear some of your music, and they want to hear why you wrote it and about your writing process. And I know the first song we're going to play is What Am I Doing Here? You want to talk about that a little bit before we play it?
I do. When it became clear that I was making this album as a way of dealing with my own grief and as an offering to my sister Jane, I had been, you know, I was writing the songs. You know, I came home from the funeral that I had played at and, you know, just began writing. And so I often, since it wasn't something I had expected to be doing, it wasn't, you know, I tend to book the studio, you know, months out. I was coming in at night a lot to work on it. I came in one night to start working on, you know, just crafting some of the songs from their kind of raw form. And this other song just plunked itself, just as if someone had poured it into the crown of my head like a funnel. And I just flipped on the recorder and started singing it. And it's pretty much the song that you're going to hear today. In fact, the part that we're playing, I think, is almost exactly, since we're not going to play the whole thing, it's about a 4-minute song. We'll probably play like less than half of it, but it moves from this place of, it says, what am I doing here all alone? Could someone whisper in my ear, my, how you've grown? And as I looked at the words, I thought, Kelsey, is that you? Like, this doesn't sound, I played it for my 17-year-old. Now, he and Kelsey are 4 years apart, and they were, you know, they live far apart, but he's one of the cousins who's closest in age to my own, you know, to my son. And
right.
He said, Dad, that's one of the best songs you ever wrote. And I kept thinking, yeah, I don't think I wrote it.
That's amazing.
But thanks. So I'd say that from what I've been able to glean from just contact with Kelsey's spirit and other people's sense too, that he really was, he didn't really mean, he shot himself in a car during an argument, a minor argument with his girlfriend, and he had just gotten a gun living in Texas, and he didn't, I mean, he was just a really impulsive kid. The stories at the funeral had people rolling in the aisles practically between our sobs because he was just so funny. He ordered $100,000 worth of cellos, violins, and fiddles, and violas for his school on the premise that they were under free trial. And so he, you know, he just did stuff. And this is one of the stuff that he did. But after he did, I think he was really shocked and really in a place of not knowing quite even exactly coming to grips with what happened. So this is What Am I Doing Here by, I probably should give him credit, but by Mark Kelso and Kelsey Bazzone.
Great. Let's hear that.
No moon, no stars, no Venus, no Mars, no sun, no sky, no welcome, no goodbye, no shadow, no light, no wrong, no right, no time, no space, no sin, no grace. What am I doing here? What am I doing here? What am I doing here? All alone. Could someone whisper in my ear?
Wow, Mark, that's amazing. I love it when in there what it's, where you say, can someone whisper how I've grown? Is that what you said? I'm not sure exactly, but it was great.
Could someone whisper in my ear?
I love that. And welcome home.
It's beautiful. I know. I love the end that keeps saying welcome home. Because although Kelsey has ended one part of his life, the next chapter has begun.
Absolutely. And he... what I was told by a friend who actually doesn't even know Kelsey, but had been given the gift of seeing someone who was a bit of a psychic, and the woman said, do you know somebody named Kelsey? He is now welcoming suicide teens and young people across the boundary of life and death.
Wow.
And I looked at the song again, I was like, oh, that's like his welcome home, welcome home. It's his job now. But, you know, only those who've been through it, like compassionate friends, only those who have really been there know what it's like to be able to stand in the place of presence.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your second song that we're going to play, I Can Let You Go. You know, I was able to listen to the whole thing, and we'll talk at the end about how people can get your music, because, you know, you really have to hear the whole song. It's amazing. But one of the things that struck me was I Can Let You Go is how we have to let people go, but then we don't really let them go. We call it continuing bonds, right, Heidi?
Yeah, absolutely, and I think that Mark's song captures that so well. I mean, at one point he's like, I can let you go and I can let you come.
Mm-hmm. So, Mark, you want to talk about this song a little?
I will. I think that you really highlighted the thing for me. Is it's the inner, like, you know, that gripping that we have when something is being wrenched away from us. Whether it's this was originally written for the death of my father, and also for a friend who I loved maybe a little too much and just really had to, like, let go of that desire to hold on to inside and to let people come, let them go. And I like that you let go, then you can really let them come and you can receive them even more deeply. And so this song really spoke to me of that. And then I knew I wanted, it was originally called Grief and it had been used. I'd made a very small run of CDs just for people doing grief work, basically. And people told me, oh, we play this song in our grief groups, and So it was just called grief. But then after Kelsey died and I was hit with another level of, you know, myself and certainly with my sister's grief, I took the song back to rewrite it and rewrote that line, "You who've melted in the mist, are you dancing, are you lost?" Which, again, in my own life, you know, comes from a couple of different sources, but it definitely speaks to that process of we don't know. Let's be clear, death sucks because we don't really know exactly what happens on the other side. You know, we know something. We know that we're eternal. We know that something lives on. We know we have these bonds, but we don't know. We don't even that. How much do we really, really know? So it's, you know, I don't know what's happening to you out there. Never has it hurt like this. Never could I count the cost. But then the last verse says, "After all is felt and blessed, after all is said and done, I'll look for you between my breaths. I'll find our unity, I'll find our bond in the place where I've let go of my story, where I'm sitting in my own stillness, in the heart of God, where we both are joined." And that's really what the song's about for me.
Ah, wonderful. Let's hear it.
Beautiful.
Are you dancing? Are you lost? Never has it hurt like this. Never could I count the cost. I can let you go. I can let you come. Hold you close against my soul. Let you turn away and run. I can let my heart feel all there is to feel. I can let it hurt. And I can let it heal. After all is felt and blessed, after all is said and done, I'll look for you between my breaths. Let silence spill back toward the one. I can let you go. I can let you stay. Can cry to the sky. Tears can clear the clouds away. I can be confused, or I can simply know that I can let you come. And I can let you go.
Mark, that's an amazing song. You know, I love that. I don't think a lot of people, unless you're into the esoteria, really realize about the space between breaths. And we never, when you're bereaved, you don't stop and realize that there's a quiet space there.
Yeah, and that's really, you know, from a practical point of view, you know, that's, you know, where the, you know, the inspiration, it's actually kind of like grief and grace, where the inspiration meets the expiration. Ooh, I like that. Yes, or where, ooh, that is it. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Where inspiration meets expiration is the silent place between the breaths.
Right, which is exactly where you can meet meet that person, which is wonderful. Well, we, in the service of time, we're going to need to talk a little bit about how people can get in touch with you, how can they get your album, and then talk about the song we're going to go out with, which is The Web of Life.
Yes. So the best way to get our album is come right to our website, which is muddyangel.com, M-U-D-D-Y, like pigs in dirt, Angel, A-N-G-E-L, muddyangel.com. And right on the front page right now, along with some of the other CDs, which are very good for venues, a lot for hospice and grief groups with their instrumentals, you'll see featured right now, Grief and Grace. There's a place to click for the lyrics. Also a place you can either order directly from our site via PayPal or go to iTunes to download it or to order CDs from us or from, there's also a link to CD Baby online. So those are the easiest places. But, you know, if you come right to our site, it's easier than giving you some long, you know, iTunes address. But although if you go to iTunes and type in Grief and Grace, it's the only thing that comes up under music. So that's a good thing, too.
All right. And so tell us a little bit now about The Web of Life that we're going to play when we go out.
Okay. So this is not on this album. This is on a new album that's just, it's at the Duplicators as we speak. In the opening, it'll be out. Actually, I think it's November 17th. It is out. It is here. And the name of the song is Web of Life. And it was the song that I was working on when I got the news from my brother that Kelsey had died. And at first we thought it was an accident. I just stared at the words on the screen. And I heard that my sister was not speaking to anybody at the time. So I just emailed them to her and I said, honey, I can't ignore the fact that this is what I'm doing right in this moment. And she, even though she wasn't speaking to anybody, they called me right back and said, can we play this for the funeral? It's just so perfect. And I said, I will come to Houston. I live in Massachusetts. I will come to Houston. I will play it for you if I can get through it. But if I can't, I'll just start again until I do, because it's so perfect.
Now, did you actually sing it too?
I sang it at the funeral.
Oh my gosh! I don't know how you did that.
I don't know, except that you know, love wins. Mm-hmm. You know, and songs carry an energy that sustains us. And you know, I don't know how good it was, but it was the absolute right thing to happen. And so there was spiritual support, I think is the only way to say it. And I was working that, I was not writing it, so I wasn't working on Grief and Grace. I didn't know that that was an album that was supposed to be born. I was working on this album called One Fire, which is this great benefit album for this little hospital in Haiti by the children from the Mountain Road School. And they had sung it in a production of Charlotte's Web that I had written the music for that had been out on a DVD. And when we were looking for material for the album that we were going to do, that we had just gotten this wonderful grant to produce, we looked at songs that they already knew. And I said, well, if I just rewrite this and take the spider references out, The Web of Life is, Charlotte is, you know, my first literary introduction to grief when I was in third grade, you know. So it was, in fact, it was written with the children's kindergarten teacher, Mary Beth Lord, who had died the year before in a tragic car accident. That's what really inspired the song.
Wow, you know, amazing.
And then that's what inspired us to do Charlotte's Web, because she was kind of a Charlotte kind of person. And so this song is Web of Life, and I don't think I should say any more.
Now, I just wanted to say one thing about it's already impacted someone yesterday. I have a friend whose child died tragically, very quickly, of an infection, and she had gone to the cemetery yesterday, and she sent an email saying that she had gone to her son's grave, and it was the only one that had a spider web on it, and that she didn't know what all this meant and what this world was about, and how long did she have to stay. It was her only child, and so I emailed her and said, I think you should hear this song about maybe he wants you to hold on.
Oh.
And that was just last night.
Oh,
So here we go with The Web of Life, and we're going to go out with this. So, Mark, we want to thank you so much for being on the show today. You're an amazing person, and it has been very exciting having you on.
Heidi and Gloria, thank you so much just for the heartfelt time together, and may all beings be blessed.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mark.
And we also send our blessings to Jane on her journey, and we thank her for listening to Open to Hope, and we hope that we're able to continue to support her through Kelsey's loss.
Yeah, and Kelsey's dad, Buzz, and stepdad, Charlie, as well.
Yes. Great.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
I look around and I can see how all of you are part of me.